Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, or stress house. We joke around, or can be serious, so come here being versus or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back of nobody hoodie, accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in, we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. And this house make nobody feel inferior, cause anyone can have a great interior. Yo, we special, yo, we cool, so come on down and be a part of the clubhouse crew. I'm out.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, live, Catskill, Akron, Hudson. You know, and if you're listening from another place online, hey, what's up? Nice to meet you. Hopefully you're going to tune in, but we'll be right back after the news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. In a ruling issued February 2nd, Ulster County Judge Brian Rounds dismissed the second-degree murder charges filed against State Trooper Christopher Baldner for the December 2020 death of 11-year-old Monica Goods. In the 23-page ruling, Rounds found the evidence presented failed to support charges that Baldner acted with, and I quote, depraved indifference to human life, end quote, when he twice collided with a vehicle driven by the Brooklyn girl's father, Tristan Goods, on the New York State Thruway. Baldwin was engaged in a high-speed pursuit at the time, and his actions caused the Goods vehicle to flip and led to the death of the girl. A second-degree manslaughter charge and three counts of second-degree reckless endangerment filed against Baldwin, 43, still stand. The state attorney general's office, which is prosecuting the case, has said Baldner pursued Goods at speeds of up to 130 miles an hour and that within 2 minutes of the onset of the chase, Baldner intentionally twice rammed Goods' vehicle. Baldner is also facing three counts of second-degree reckless endangerment resulting from a 2019 incident when Baldner allegedly used a pit maneuver on another vehicle, causing it to hit a guardrail. Authorities have said that Baldner then rammed the vehicle. In his ruling, Rounds also reduced other reckless endangerment charges, saying that like the murder charge, the evidence did not support the prosecution's claim the trooper acted with, and I quote, depraved indifference to human life, end quote. In his decision, Rounds did have harsh words for the trooper's actions, saying his, and I quote, compliance with the professional standards of the New York State Police is rationally presumed to be deficient, end quote. And that his demeanor during the initial traffic stop, and I quote, might be charitably described as vulgar, end quote. He called his actions during the September 6, 2019 incident, and I quote, arrogant, end quote. Baldner's attorney, John Ingracia, could not be immediately reached for comment. The AG's office said it is reviewing the judge's ruling. Read the Rounds decision in the Daily Freeman. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. Residents of New York have until February 28th to submit comments on the State Education Department's regulation requiring school districts to retire Native American team names, mascots, and imagery. The State Education Department on November 17th issued a memo banning these types of mascots, such as Ravina Coyman Selkirk's Indians, and threatened districts that failed to make the change with the loss of state funding. For Ravina Coyman's, it could mean losing roughly $26 million in state aid. Districts that fail to comply would also see the removal of school officers. The state is giving residents until February 28th to submit their comments on the issue to the Board of Regents. Superintendent Brian Bailey said at a January meeting of the Board of Education that the RCS district intends to change the team name and mascot as required by the state. The district is planning to form a committee to address the issue after additional information is provided by the state. In 2001, the state voiced opposition to the use of Native American symbols or depictions as mascots. Some schools in New York complied over the ensuing years, while others did nothing. Read more about this story at theupstater.com. Eduardo Cuevas is reporting for the Poughkeepsie Journal that New York Civil Liberties Union this week sued the Albany County Supreme Court, the state agency overseeing prisons, to obtain records related to correction officers' misconduct. The NYCLU filed this complaint against the State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision, or DOCES, which oversees the state's 44 prisons, in an effort to obtain records delayed or rejected by officials through a Freedom of Information Law request. The case was filed more than 2 years after the NYCLU's original request under FOIL. The request was submitted several months after New York repealed a section of the state civil rights law, which was being used to shield police disciplinary records from public view for decades. NYCLU supervising attorney Bobby Hodgkin said, and I quote, "It's about the public's basic right to know how law enforcement agencies have been doing the work of policing themselves," end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "We know that there's been a lot of problems with accountability and with transparency around whatever happens," end quote. In October 2020, the NYCLU requested 20 years of documents related to disciplinary records and misconduct filings, as well as complaints against prison staff. The request also included investigative reports, policies, training, and collective bargaining agreements. DOCES employs more than 16,000 officers who oversee more than 30,000 people incarcerated. Read more about this story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, February 3rd. Local early morning temperatures range from 12 degrees in Tannersville to 24 in Kinderhook. Regional average soil temperature is 33. Yes, I know it's a little higher than yesterday, but that's just part of the fake out. Winter is actually here, but it's only staying for the weekend. While it doesn't appear we're getting any snow or rain till the middle of next week, it is going to be frigid. As the day goes on, winds will slowly get stronger and temperatures will steadily fall. 9 degrees by noon, 6 degrees by dark. Then overnight, it reaches a bottom of negative 6 down on the ground. Elevated areas could see negative 13 degrees. Once we make it to Saturday morning, things get warmer. 12 degrees by noon, 18 by dark. Things keep climbing overnight, hitting 23 degrees. Sunday, the warm-up doesn't stop, hitting 42. The winds don't plan to die down, however, so going outside will still require layering up. Monday, still kinda windy, high of 42. Sunset today will be at 4:57 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:02 a.m. Looking way up, we see things are relatively quiet. We get a 149-meter-wide near-Earth object passing about 2.3 million miles away today. And that's good because an object like that has enough energy to destroy a whole country. Some angry-looking sunspots are shaking the sun right now and will rotate into view in the middle of next week. Solar wind speed is currently 354 kilometers per second at 4.4 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2.6, quiet. The current sunspot number is 56. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
Stop playing. B4L. B-Stoppers. B4.
DJ Cola.
That was... Oh, I'm sorry. That was Glock in My Lap by 21 Savage and Metro Boomin.
And we are Clubhouse Radio coming at you live. Hello, hello, everybody. People of Catskill, Hudson, and Accra, and even more if you are connecting to our show.
Word.
Welcome to the start of February. You know, how you feel about the cold really be hidden?
I don't know how I feel about the cold.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a March baby.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Aw, yeah. Fell, I'm born in the cold, too.
I'm kind of born in January. I'm kind of born in it. I'm like early. I'm like early March, too. So it's like, I'm real in the cold. Like. Mm-hmm.
We are entering our shortest month of the year.
February?
Yeah. I got a little riddle for you. How many months have 28 days?
None.
All of them. They all at least have 28
days. Oh my god, wait. Oh, I viewed that one.
That being said, would you like to play us into another song?
Alright, got okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how vibrant are you?
How vibrant? Okay, I'm gonna interpret this literally and say like a 10, because like my hair is pretty bright.
Not gonna lie, I felt very uncomfortable today wearing a bright color.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The
I wore, like, neon-ish green hoodie, and I feel like a freaking highlighter.
You know, I feel like if you gotta go with green, you gotta go, like, a nature green.
I know you see that green behind you. Turn around. Look how that draws your attention easily. I'm just, like, walking into a room with it.
Yeah, so how vibrant are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'm a 3.
A three.
I wear majority of black from what I've
you
been told.
You got that eternal 3, too.
Word. Like, I've been told... I wear majority of black or gray. Like, I think I've worn bright colors to Clubhouse twice.
Right. Yeah,
and that
I
was like
the other day.
3 days ago. Like, 3 days ago and today.
Me. Listen, every day kind of blends in. Is that just me?
No, it does.
Right? I feel like, and then, is this just me? Do the day feel so long going through it, and then once it goes by, it just feels so short? Like, it just, whew.
It depends on what I'm doing.
Yeah, right.
Like, as of right now, I feel like my day is very long, very tired.
But talking to you guys makes it better. You guys are a great audience. And we're going to play you into another song, which is...
1,000 Miles by Kid Roy.
I know that look on your face, you're coming my way, you're coming my way tonight. Here goes another mistake, I know I'm gonna make, I know I'm gonna make tonight. Give it all up. Trying to block you out, but you're invading my thoughts. And you got 10 fingers wrapped around my heart. Wish I could give you everything that you want, but I won't. No. Oh, you should let it go. You're better off alone. Cause I'm a better kid with you. I know that look on your face. You're coming my way tomorrow. Say goodbye. And I will never change. And I will never change.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting you live from 90.7 FM WGXE. And today, I am joined with
DJ Shomani.
And you know, today is a pretty low-key day, just a vibe, just coming at you, talking, shooting the stuff, you know what I mean?
Shooting the stuff, man.
Yeah, I can't say that. You know.
Shooting the vibes.
Shooting the vibe straight at to you. And if you want to shoot us a vibe, you know, ask a question, you know, or even tell us what your DJ name would be, you can hit us up at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com.
Again, ourtownourtruth@gmail.com.
All one word, no spaces.
Oh, wait, I thought I messed it up.
No, you're good.
Okay, so.
That being said, if you could pick one of the elements to have as a
fire.
Oh, you are set. You had that
fire.
You know, I think fire suits you too.
It's like,
it can burn low and then high temperature.
Even I don't want to be an earthbender.
No, I think earth fits me. I feel like if I had a power, it would be earth.
It's between fire and water.
Water's cool
because blood bending.
And ice.
Yeah, I think we know.
I mean, if you think about it, could you bend ice with earth?
No.
No? Okay.
Because, like, earth is like dirt, rocks.
Yeah, right, fell.
Stuff like from, like actual earth, like, trees?
I'm not a tree. Trees
are part of the earth.
You know what? If you have earth, you can, like, swing spider webs, bro. That's nature.
Or you could just mess with
Spider-Man, bro.
I would say, like, if someone was really a good earthbender, wouldn't they just be able to mess up the whole world?
I mean, if you're just that different, right?
You would think earthbenders would be the ones who are powered, like, the strongest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's with firebending? Electricity.
But, why do you get bloodbending?
That's true.
But you have to be, like, really skilled. Like, it's very rare.
I don't think I want bloodbending. I ain't that type of person.
You get to control people,
with nature. You know, I'm chilling with the trees and the vines.
But you'll be able to control animals and people.
I don't want to control that. I'm just going to let time fly by. You know.
Or you could just be an air nomad. Or, like, actually.
Yeah, nomad life. You know, just living.
I really do feel like I could be an airbender. I feel like that speaks to me more. That could be my vibe. That could be me. That's just how I am. So, what about you?
Yeah, I think Earth just fits me because I, pun unintended, I'm down to Earth.
Earth just fits me.
Pun unintended, because I'm down to Earth.
I feel like I could be pretty airy.
You are pretty.
I get pretty chill.
Said, would you like to play us into a pretty song?
Okay.
Pretty sounding
song. This one is What Just Happened by Kid Leroy.
Trying to chase it.
Muska.
Mickey.
No, it's not the Mickey Mouse. It's the Clubhouse.
Oh, yeah.
And we're coming in. Clubhouse Radio, 90.7 FM, broadcasting live. Catskill, Acre Hudson. I'm going to jump in straight away with a question.
All right.
What's on your bucket list? Top three things.
Skydiving.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's actually mine, too.
Bungee jumping.
For me, I feel like if you've already done skydiving, then bungee jumping is going to be
right.
Kind of mid after. Not to say it wouldn't be fun, it's like all. But like, after you jump from a plane,
I would say then probably do something that will get me like noticed, like famous.
Right?
Like,
imagine like leaving this earth. Like, not in that way, but. Like, getting
on a rocket?
Yeah, like, not the bad way. Getting on a rocket and just dipping out of earth.
What's your bucket list?
Like seeing the Earth from an outside perspective.
What's your bucket list?
I think that would be on there. Definitely skydiving,
going to space?
I feel like going to space is just like such a huge frontier for humans. And to say that I was able to do it in my lifetime, I think that's got to be on there. I want to see the Earth from space specifically. Because, you know, that's such a like uniting experiment. Experience. Astronauts who say they've seen Earth just kind of realize how small all of our problems are and how the fighting is and how we should really just kind of just be together as one planet.
One thing I have on my bucket list, I want to drive underwater.
Okay, that's
like,
a
like,
W.
Like actually drive underwater.
Right.
Because I know for a fact there's a car that you can drive on water with. It's like a Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually want to be able to actually drive on like underwater with a car.
Oh, with a car. I was about to say submarine success, so. So that being said, for the last item, that's tough. I think it would probably, like, yeah, write a hit song, something like that.
Write a hit song.
Yeah,
write
a
hit
song.
Oh, that's a good one.
Those are my three. Jumping off a plane with a parachute. Disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
Leaving this earth from a rocket ship. Disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
And writing a hit song.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So you got the last one?
Oh, yeah. I want to be in a movie. Like a popular movie.
Right, that's a good
one. So that way, when I go out, you can still see me and be like, oh my god, he was in a movie. Like,
what do you want the movie to be about?
I
want to
be in like four movies.
Okay, four.
I have two of them, I have to be extras. Like, I have to be in the background. Like,
just background?
Like you have to see me.
Right.
Like you know, like when
you can be like some waiter.
Like, even in that, or like, you know, like when you're in
some dude
clips,
walking down
like
the street.
Like, you know those one clips like where you see like a character in like every scene and it's like that one character and you don't notice him until like you like watch back the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be like that. Like, I want to be in like every scene, but if you watch back the movie, like, I want to be in every scene but you don't notice me the first time you watch the movie. You have to rewatch the movie to see me.
You want to be an Easter egg.
Yeah, that's
right. That's an interesting thing
Easter
to go
egg
on the bucket list
for two movies. And then
you want to star in the other two?
My other one I want to star in.
What do you want the movies that you're starring in to be about? Or
action.
Like genre. Yeah.
Action.
Both of them?
And probably a romance.
Oh, okay. I could see that. W picks. That being said, you
fun
know.
Fact. I actually have a question.
Yeah,
for
go for it.
What is a hopeless romantic?
A hopeless romantic is somebody who chases after romance, even if the chances of it are low, and no matter what the consequences. I would say that defines the hopeless romantic. I'm not sure about the exact definition, but going off of what I say, that's what I define it as.
I'm kind of similar to that, but not really. I guess I have certain aspects of it.
Yeah, right. Felt.
But I feel like that could be everyone.
Mm-hmm, of course.
I could be bugging, but...
I mean, love is one of the most powerful things.
Right.
And that being said, audience, we love you.
Oh.
And you are listening to Clubhouse Radio. And if you want to give any answer to these questions, like what you would do if you had a like bucket list and, you know, 24 hours left, what you doing on that bucket list? Come hit us up at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. And we're going to play you into a song.
Before my pride got in between us, go ahead and hit me where it hurts. Because at least then I'll feel something. Screaming in my face, kicked me out your place. I got nowhere to go. Can we find love again? Is this time the end? Tell me how many more tears will dry till you hit me with can we talk and try love again? Can we find love again? Is this time the end? Tell me how many more tears will dry till you hit me with can we talk and try love again?
I crashed my car into a wall. I tried to text, I should have called. Seen blue and red, it won't be long. The war didn't end. I bit my tongue, you hit my chin. Worst enemy is my best friend.
Screaming in my face, kicked me out your place. I got nowhere to go. Can we find love again? Is this
magic
time the end? Tell me how many more tears will dry.
No. Hello, right, so we are Clubhouse Radio.
Broadcasting
you live 90.7 FM. And hi, how are you, lovely audience?
Again,
welcome back.
DJ Shaw Money.
And I am DJ Cola, and we are coming at you on this lovely Friday. You know, it's great to be here. And I have a question for
okay,
you.
What is it?
If you could have one wish from a genie. Not three. You can't wish for no more wishes. Nothing like that. You can't wish for no more genies. You can't be clever. You can't go out of the rules. Just one wish.
To be immortal.
Immortal?
Okay, look.
Well,
look.
Man's on that Frieza
wait.
Type stuff.
Okay, look. I say be immortal because in the long end. Okay. Let me explain this. I would wish to be immortal slash not to feel pain.
Mm.
Not emotional pain, but like physical pain.
Yeah, right.
You
know, I have an opposite end from this. I think being immortal would suck.
Okay, look, right? Okay, you see. So, I say I want to be immortal because even though I watch all my dog, like, everyone I love and everything like that, like, go on, it's like... I feel like it would build character, and two, not torment. I don't want to say it would be like torment. Like I'm tormenting myself, but it would be like.
Ben really said he needed the character arc.
Yeah, like I feel like it would make me be a better person. I think I would value things more.
I feel like you could also use it to help people.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Become a multimillionaire, make the world better. I guess stop wars, stuff like that.
You know, if I could have a wish, I would end all misery for everybody. Actually, you know, nah. You know what? What's like pleasure without pain? You know what I mean?
I would just be like, because if you there's no pleasure.
Yeah, there's
pain.
No and that frame kinda, of reference.
And
there.
And on top of that, you kind of need misery to grow as a person.
Yeah, because right.
Then life would be easy.
Do we even do something?
No. I feel like it would be better as a person. Yeah, by hearing. you know. So yeah. I don't know. It'd be. Stuff like that.
Yeah, that being said, if you were immortal, you know what you would have a lot of time to do?
Think.
That and listen to music. That being said, would you like to bring us into a song?
Yeah. Let's see. This is one of my favorite songs by
Weezer and AJR.
Okay.
All my favorite songs are slow and sad. All my favorite people make me mad. Everyone's laughing at me, but not like they used to. The room's spinning all around me, but not like I'm used to. Hired, hired, can I get hired? I got no skills except getting high. I'm trying, trying, I can start Friday. You've wasted your life, but thanks for applying. Hey now, hold up, we were fun as hell. I'm all grown up, but you couldn't tell. Now I don't know what to do with myself. You got older cause you're good at life. I'm all 17 at 35. Now I don't know if there's anything else. The DJ is crying for help. The DJ is crying for help. Do it myself. Ain't that a hold up, we were fun as hell. I'm all grown up, but you couldn't tell. Now I don't know what to do with
Everyone's tripping on pills, but now they're prescribed to. And everyone's stacking their bills, but not cause they like to. The DJ is crying for help. Don't leave me out. The DJ is crying for help. Don't leave me out. Don't know what to do with myself.
Hey, now hold up, we were fun as hell. I'm all grown up, but you couldn't tell. Now I don't know what to do with myself.
The DJ is crying for help. Till the party starts.
Hello, everybody. This is Clubhouse Radio broadcasting you live from 90.7 FM WGXC. And today, it's just a chill, low-key show, matching the temperature outside, you know, this February. Just bundle up inside of the doors, you know. It's going to be super cold and listen to Clubhouse Radio. And I'm also joined here today with
DJ Sean Money.
And how are you?
Frustrated.
I feel that. So, you know, that being said, sometimes people, you know, that happens. So what are some things that you usually do when you are frustrated? Like, not in this moment, but...
I play Cars.
Cars?
Cars.
The movie?
Yeah.
Okay,
No, I'm fine. I play that, or I play in the background, play one of them. Mm. It depends on which one comes first.
Right.
So, as of right now, we're about to listen to Life is a Highway.
Travel on, there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Come on.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio 91.7 FM. And I have an interesting question for my lovely sound engineer.
Go ahead.
If you ruled the entire planet, like a king of the entire planet, emperor type deal, what would you do? What would be your first law, your first command?
To be able to control your tone. For people to be able to control their tone and, I don't know, to bring peace, kind of like...
You know, just saying, everybody stop fighting.
Weird. Nah, like kind of like on some, like, what's his name? Blackout Adam.
Right.
Like how Black Adam in the comic books, he's not, like, afraid to, you know? So he's, like, he's respected in his little country.
Yeah, I felt, you know, I think this is a good time to say our views are our own, by the way.
Word.
Right? We're funded by MHACG. They're the homies.
Yes.
But that being said, if I was ruler of Earth, I think I would make everything legal. That's why I did the disclaimer. No rules.
I feel like that would be chaotic.
I feel like I don't know. I feel like a lot of the times when people make... Or at least get rid of a lot of them. Like, why is Jay walking a law? I mean, probably because you get... I'm sure
not because you could get hit by a car.
Yeah, I mean, you're debunking me pretty easily here. But I still think it would be fun. And this is a hypothetical. So that is still my answer.
Okay, yeah,
complete anarchy. That being said, you know, this kind of takes us into the song Ruler of Everything.
Ooh, that's a lovely transition. Here we go!
So he shot at the sun with a gun. Shot at the sun with a gun. Shot at his wily one, only friend.
In the gallows or the ghetto, in the town or the meadow, in the billows, even over the sun, every end of a time is another begun.
You understand mechanical hands or the everything, I'm the ruler of everything in the end.
Do you like how I dance? I got zirconium pants.
Sequential enough to sit you into a trance.
Do you like how I walk?
Do you like how I talk?
Do you like how my face disintegrates
your control?
I have a wonderful wife, I have a powerful job. She criticizes me for being egocentric.
You practice your mannerisms into the wall.
If this mirror appear, I'd be standing so tall.
So you stop a rope of clovers on the side of the hill.
I was observing the birds.
I've been you, I know you, your facade is a scam.
You know you're making me cry, this is the way that I am. I've been living a lie, a metamorphical scheme.
Objective, undercover, brotherhood, objective of sin.
Oh no, no.
Better than Joelanta to come back home to play. But to your dismay, this isn't your day, for the happy fun time has begun to fade. What as we reanimate our corpses, you abandoned and dismantled or mishandled, but we won't be skipped and swayed. Trapped within these walls, you left our souls to drift away. The ink decayed, the walls that fade, but a reckoning has come today. You say Loris has no guts, cause you replace it with mechanical string. We've been tortured, but we move forward. This disorder kills your day. Pieces to initiate the pain. Our venom stains, our knife remains, but the ending's always just the same. No gain. Nod your head to the beat of death as you draw your last eternal breath. Sensations of an invasion that pass right through your veins. You say we have no brains, we're just cartoons for your betrayal. To tell some tale when a potent sail, but sure there's an inevitably unveils the veil. Smashes of eternal hate will flood the floor and clean your slate. Now we're the tools and you're the moon, a nightmare dominate. Come to the end now, alive but dead inside. The heart beats loud, you've joined our crowd. We are but punished serpentines. Your life with him was fun, but now the terror's only just begun. Now come with me and you will see we're a newborn cyanide.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. And you know, you're looking at the clock, you're looking at your watch, you might be even looking at the oven or microwave time. But if you're not, I'm here to tell you, it's 6:58. We're approaching the end of our show here. And I think I'm gonna let my friend, my sound engineer, Shamoney, DJ Shamoney, play us off.
Hopefully your grandma dog, slash cat, anything else that's animal or moving, or not moving, is listening. Have a good night.
Now the night is coming to an end. Ooh. The sun will rise and we will try again. Will fear the the night.